Greetings, my dear sisters and brothers. My wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, March the 13th, 2011. And we are revealing what we know. Peter King, why? Why attack Islam? If you study the history of the United States of North America, you know that your presidents, most of them, and a whole lot of leaders in key positions in government, finance, education, are in the Illuminati Masonic Order. And those that have reached the 33rd degree, they become Muslim Shriners. You know that Keith Ellison, who testified at this hearing and was a very moving testimony, he's a congressman, Boston, I believe, somewhere back east, testified at this hearing of Representative King, a witch hunt on Muslims, very moving testimony, talked about how this Muslim brother went to 911 to help people. And this man was libeled and scandaled because he was a Muslim. He was called everything but a child of Allah, a child of God. But this man, a Muslim, went to 911 to help people. So Keith Ellison is a Muslim. And he, when he was sworn in as a congressman, I believe he's a congressman, he used the Quran that was used by George Washington when George Washington was sworn in as the president, first president of the United States of North America. Because George Washington, 33rd degree Mason, Illuminati Masonic Order, was a Muslim Shriner. So Peter King, are you going to go after 33rd degree Muslim, 33rd degree Masons, Muslim Shriners? Are you going to go after those types of people? Are you going to go after those Muslim Shriners that have been presidents, that have been and are yet in key positions in the government of the United States of North America? Are you going to go after 33rd degree Illuminati Masons, Muslim Shriners that are in the banking system, in key positions in finance, in the banks, Federal Reserve, in key positions in education, running the educational system? Are you going to go after those? No. Who are you going after? What is the purpose? Who do you have your eye on? Do you have your eye on Minister Louis Farrakhan? I know you have not liked my Minister Louis Farrakhan for years. You have been going back and forth denying the Nation of Islam monies and funds. When the Nation of Islam goes into projects, government projects, high-rise projects, and cleans up places, security firm providing security for different peoples, you have years ago denied Nation of Islam monies that is rightfully theirs. So are you trying to go after the Nation and Minister Farrakhan? Because you know he's not going to keep his mouth shut. He's going to tell us not to go to war, not to fight and bleed on behalf of these wicked powers. So, is that your purpose? Why is it that you do not want the people to know and understand Islam? These, George Washington put his hand on the Quran, Muslim Shriner. The Muslim Shriners, the 33rd degree Masons, they have read Bible and Quran. What is in the Quran? What about Prophet Muhammad? You don't want the people to know, Representative Peter King. What is it about Islam? Sisters and brothers, did you know? See, I've read the Quran back to back, cover to cover. And I've read a lot of, not all, but a lot of the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad. Hadith means sayings of Prophet Muhammad. I read it for myself. so that I could know for myself about Prophet Muhammad. Did you know that Prophet Muhammad taught that Jesus, son of Mary, is the Messiah? Sound like a Christian, don't it? In Arabic, excuse me, excuse me. In Arabic, you say, Isa ibn Maryam al-Masih. That is translated, Jesus, son of Mary, the Messiah. No other person in the Quran is referred to as the Messiah. Messiah is greater than prophet. But Representative King does not want you to know this. Did you know that the Quran, collectively with the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad, teach the resurrection of Christ and the return of Christ? Well, you say that sounds like a Christian. Well, it does and it doesn't. It sounds like what Christians should teach. I'm going to get to this part in a second. Up until now, it sounds just like a Christian. But check this out. Prophet Muhammad, in the Quran and the Hadith teach, he taught that Christ would return to fight the tyrannical governments, to fight the wicked ruling class and ruling families, to fight and stand up for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, to break the rulership of these wicked ones in power that we talk about every week, the synagogue of Satan, that do nothing but construct warfare, to shed blood, to destroy the human family, to destroy the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, to steal land, wealth, and resources. And Prophet Muhammad taught that we are here in the place on behalf of Christ, and he said, by him in whose hands my life is, meaning Christ. We will fight for the poor. We will fight for the afflicted. We will fight for the oppressed on behalf of Christ with the spirit of Christ. That's why they don't want you to know Islam. So true Islam is true Christianity. And we are fighting for the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. And we are fighting to manifest New Jerusalem. In the Hebrew language, that S, L, and M, Shalom, Solomon, Salem, Jerusalem, that means peace. Jerusalem means founded in peace. And Islam means the way of peace. In obedience to God, called Allah, the Most High. Allah and Illa, Ashadu Illa, Illa Ha'il, Allah, Allah, Illa, Father and Mother. So Islam, Jerusalem, Shalom, Salam. We are standing for true peace, not the absence of conflict with the ruling class and ruling families, but the removal of their power so that we can live in true peace. Love, righteousness, peace, and harmony. Muhammad taught Christ as a revolutionary and taught his Muslim followers to be revolutionaries, because Christ taught the disciples and the Christian church, the early church, to be revolutionaries, and Muhammad in the footsteps of Christ. This is why the attack on Islam. The Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and families want to control the worldwide and national discourse with this fictitious 9-1-1 narrative, which is called a war on terrorism, but is in reality a war of terror created and orchestrated by the ruling class and families, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, through the CIA, MI5 and 6, Mossad, the militaries and special operations of France, Canada, Britain, and the United States of North America. They are the terrorists terrorizing the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Why? To destroy the human family, to destroy the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, and to continue to steal and thieve land, wealth, and resources. The move today is to isolate Iran, falsely accuse Iran of having weapons of mass destruction. Why? To take the land, the wealth, the resources, but also to isolate China and Russia. See, China, although China is not righteous, but China is not sending their military to kill up a bunch of people. But China is in Africa doing business, but not with their military. So certain leaders in Africa say, yeah, come on in, China, let's do business. Now, the people in Africa are not yet getting the benefits of the business, but the United States of North America, Britain, France, Canada, want to isolate China and isolate Russia. So all of these nations in North Africa that are going up, although they have legitimate grievances, the leaders in those nations have, to some extent, on one level or another, rejected the United States of North America in the plan to isolate Iran, isolate China, isolate Russia. Iraq, can't remember the man's name, the leader of Iraq is close to Iran. In Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai has gotten close to, I believe, China and Russia. So this can't be tolerated. So in that region, there are people that have legitimate grievances, and we unite with Workers International, and we want to say, we want to work together so that we may have true freedom, and so that we may have true justice, equality, the kingdom of God in heaven on this earth. And we want to keep the enemy at bay, keep the CIA out of it, keep NATO out of it, keep United States military out of it, keep French and Canadian special operations out of it. Farrakhan advised the nations of Africa and the world, really, get America out of your country, close down the bases, and I would add, close down the embassies. These are nothing but CIA infiltrators anyway. Close all of those things down. Get America out. Get out the International Monetary Fund out of your country, World Bank Trade Organization out of your country. These are nothing but implementations used by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers to continue to destroy and continue to steal and kill and rape and so on and so forth. Moving on to some other issues right quickly for the next 5 minutes before we take our next break. Global food prices hit new high in this time of tumult. The Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are increasing wheat, the price of wheat and rice. Increase it by 70%. You see, there's something that is called a speculative market. Derivatives and speculative market, the bankers, the Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, the ruling class and families will cause unrest that we've been talking about and take advantage of unrest and increase purposefully the prices of things that the people need and make fictitious money off the increase of food and resources and drive the food and resources out of the buying range of the people, destroying people and making fictitious money off of it. Just absolute wickedness. Now, there's an earthquake. There's an earthquake off the coast of Japan caused a tsunami. And I heard my brother Wester Tarpley use that as an analogy. Earth is quaking. The earth is shaking. And so many things are coming to my brain, causing the water to upheave and move and sway and give way and move. The creation rebelling against the wickedness of the human family, rebelling against the wickedness of the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. The earth is showing what's going on in the human family, in the governments of the world. All types of upheaval going on.
all types of tearing up and shaking and quaking going on. The Native Americans teach us that the creation, working on behalf of the Most High, working on behalf of the universal law of freedom, justice, and equality, will start to rebel against the human family. As long as we continue to rebel against natural law, the law of nature is to rebel against that which is against the law of nature. You know, in Romans, I forget what chapter, Paul said in Romans that the earth would quake and shake, upset, because the human family is not manifesting as sons and daughters of the Most High. So we pray for those sisters and brothers in Japan and others who have suffered because of the tsunami and the earthquake. Governor Walker, like I said before, he signed that bill. They split in Wisconsin. They split the economic part from the bill, disconnected it from the part that wanted to bust up the unions and drive down wages, and passed the part that drive down the wages. Just a wicked plan. The synagogue of Satan. Thousands, and you know, he called in the police and they drug out a whole lot of protesters out of the Wisconsin Rotunda. This is America. Are we not supposed to be able to protest peacefully? Farrakhan has warned Obama and is warning all governors and leaders inside of America. Are you going to do another Waco just because you disagree with people inside of your country? Are you going to massacre like you did in Waco, Texas, some years ago? Thousands rally in Indiana against the anti-union effort in Indiana. People inside of America dissatisfied. Something interesting happened in Detroit. The governor of Detroit has passed measures under the bill, emergency financial managers would be allowed to break union contracts and dismiss elected officials and even disincorporate entire municipalities. On Thursday, dozens rallied against the bill in Detroit following major protests in the state capital of Lansing. This is a move by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers to literally, through corporations and the banks, take over cities and destroy the people, destroy workers. This is the synagogue of Satan. There's no way around it. That's what it is, the synagogue of Satan. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, is going to be visiting Tunisia and Egypt to galvanize the forces so that they may infiltrate the movement of the people who have legitimate grievances. But you watch Secretary of State, watch what she says, Hillary Clinton, and know that this is a script given. Whatever she says is nothing but a script to cause us to be maneuvered into supporting this wicked war of terror. Not a war on terrorism, but a war of terror. Saudi Arabia police fire on peaceful demonstration. Did you hear about that? Yemenis stage massive anti-government protest. The leader in Yemen, Saleh, quelled it by proposing a new constitution and offer the opposition immediately rejected. So, once again, some people are rising up in Yemen. They have legitimate grievances. But watch, because see, the United States is backing Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh. And you didn't hear anything about this because that's their man. And so Hillary Clinton going over into that region. Maybe she'll make a stop in Yemen. But the idea is infiltrate legitimate grievances, dissatisfaction, and spin it. Relative of Afghan president killed in United States raid. A cousin of Afghan President Hamid Karzai was killed in a United States attack in Afghanistan. 65-year-old Ya'ar Muhammad Khan was shot dead during a nighttime United States raid. You see, Hamid Karzai has been very upset concerning these raids and bombs in his country, and he has a right to be. And so the United States of North America killed his relative. Let me see what this is again. A cousin killed Hamid Karzai's cousin. Was it purposeful? Was it accidental? Was it a message to Karzai to be quiet and not make friendship with Russia and China? We have to be wise, sisters and brothers, and look at these current affairs through the revelation of Jesus Christ. We're taking our next break, last break. See you on the other side of the break. Greetings, greetings again, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family. Mary, Mary say, get up. You got a lot of work to do. Get up. Off with backside, and let's get up and stand up and do something for the people. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. You are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date, Sunday, March the 13th, 2011. The synagogue of Satan, sisters and brothers. That's who we're dealing with. Back to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. Jesus talking about the synagogue of Satan. Jesus, my Lord and my God in the flesh and Savior, Jesus Christ, makes me a son of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. My Jesus spoke of this imposter Israel. My Jesus, if you understand, spoke of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and these imposter Jews, the ruling class and ruling families, who have done nothing but destroy the human family and continues to implement warfare and bloodshed. He called them the synagogue of Satan. Listen to what he said, Jesus, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty. Talking to you, black man and woman, you are the real Jew. You are the one inside of North America who went through great tribulation because you stood up against wicked injustice and suffered for it. Bombs in the South, civil rights and human rights movement, black power movement, suffered killings and suffered murders and suffered assassinations and suffered all types of things. Suffered poverty because we took a stand. Black church, black preacher, remember our history in the United States of North America when we stood up for something behind Dr. King, Medgar Evers, Fannie Lou Hamer, and others. So Jesus said, but thou art rich. Why are we rich? When we come to understand who we are. And when we stand up for freedom, justice, and equality, that's the greatest thing that we can do. And through such stance, we will overturn the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and the ruling families, and we will gain equal access to the whole of the universe. Land, wealth, resources, and everything under the sun and in creation and in the universe. When we understand that we are the true African Hebrew Israelite nation and hook up with our African kith and kin and our African knowledge, wisdom, and overstanding, when we come to those understandings, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of self, like the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, we are rich. Jesus says in Revelation 2 and 9, continuing, I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That's the imposter Israel that we've been talking about for weeks, and we will continue to talk about them. That's the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. But this synagogue of Satan is a group of people. And so you have in the Islamic world an elite raised up by the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. This elite in the Islamic world does the bidding of the Rothschilds and destroys the common Muslims and the common Islamic sisters and brothers. There is an elite in the Hindu and Buddhist world. They have joined the synagogue of Satan too, and they destroy their common sister and brother, Hindu sisters and brothers, common people, working people, poor people. In Judaism, you sisters and brothers who are common Jews, common working class Jews, Caucasians, you need to come and join us in the revolution and overturn the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. So you see, all over the earth, there has been an elite raised up that don't rule on behalf of the people, but rule on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers and the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel. That's the synagogue of Satan. Oh, in communism, in the communist world, you think that Russia practiced communism? No. They've been raised up. And although there's friction with capitalism in America and other nations in Europe, yet there's an elite in the world of communism raised up that does the bidding of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. You see, Fidel Castro found out a long time ago that Russia never was really serious about revolution, because Russia could have supported Fidel and the Cuban Revolution, and they refused. So there's an elite raised everywhere that does the bidding of the synagogue of Satan. Let's go back into Ezekiel chapter 39 and read about the destruction of the synagogue of Satan. And we've been reading about how the Gog and the Magog, which is a euphemism, an allegorical teaching about the imposter Jew, the synagogue of Satan that Jesus is talking about. Gog and Magog are the same as the Hyksos from Russia, Caucasus Mountains region, Ashkenazi Jew, imposter Jew, the real anti-Semites, as they are not real Semites, they are Japhethites. They're of Japheth, they're of Europe. And so this synagogue of Satan, this Gog and Magog, this Hyksos would invade, according to Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39, invade the region that we call Israel-Palestine. Rape and pillage and destroy and kill. Is that not what the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are doing through their state of Israel, imposter Israel, raping and killing and destroying the Palestinian sisters and brothers, Africans, Middle Easterners, and all over the earth? The Mossad is with the CIA, MI5 and 6, destroying the human family. But the Most High says through the African prophet Ezekiel that Gog and Magog, Tubal, Meshach, imposter Israel, synagogue of Satan, Hyksos, Ashkenazi ruling class, ruling family Jew, that they would be destroyed. And it says in verse 12, 7 months shall the house of Israel, that means the real house of Israel, the true Hebrew and Jew, will be burying Gog and Magog, the imposter Jew, that they may cleanse the land. You see, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and families, the synagogue of Satan, the imposter Jew, the imposter Israel, the ruling class and ruling families of the United States of North America, Canada, Europe, and Israel have gone all over the earth and caused death and destruction all over the earth, caused the earth to be filthy with their filthy, nasty system of privatized and parasitic capitalism. So the Most High says that the land will be cleansed of Gog, Magog, Meshach, and Tubal, imposter Israel, synagogue of Satan, the Hyksos, the Ashkenazi ruling class and ruling family Jew. Not the common working class, poor Jew. You need to join us. But your ruling class and ruling family, synagogue of Satan, they will be
broken, and the land will be cleansed. Verse 13 of chapter 39 in the book of Ezekiel. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them. What goes around comes around. We are warning the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers. We are warning the ruling class and ruling families. We are warning those that are in the synagogue of Satan. You destroy the human family to your own detriment and to your own demise. The Bible is saying, you shall be buried, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified. When we come together to overturn this wicked, no good, rotten Babylon system, the Most High will be known. That'll be a day of renown. That will be a day that will be spoken of when we usher in the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now on this earth. When we become the true temple of the Most High, you read of in the book of Revelation, the last two chapters, where it says the Lord God will come out of heaven. Y'all praying to go to heaven forever, but God gonna leave heaven. Where you gonna be? Last two chapters of the book of Revelation say God leaves heaven. The Most High, the Lord, and the Lamb leave heaven, come down to earth as the temple. And you know in other places in the Bible, it says you and me, we are the temple of the Lord. So the Lord becomes the temple. The Lord becomes fully manifested within you and I. Or you and me, or I and I will become full manifestations of the Most High in our person, in our flesh, in our spirit, in our heart, in our souls. We will be the true, total temples of the Most High. And it says in the last two chapters, and we'll get there one day because I'm just taking my sweet time preaching out the book of Revelation, says that New Jerusalem will come out of the sky and be on earth. And Jerusalem means founded in peace. And it says New Jerusalem will be the bride of the Lamb. The Lamb is Christ. And the other places in the Bible, it says that we, the church, meaning revolutionaries, no matter your religion, we who are working for the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, we are the church. Whether you call yourself Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, doesn't matter. If you're working on behalf of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, you're working on behalf with the Spirit of Christ. And we are the temple. And we are the bride of Christ, the bride of the Lamb. So New Jerusalem is in reality you and me, or I and I, because we will be the foundation of peace. Jerusalem means founded in peace. And we will be the foundation of this new kingdom of peace. And Minister Farrakhan in Savior's Day 2011, February the 27th, said, we, the black man and woman, the true original builders, original wise people, descendants of the Most High, Africans, international, black man and woman, wherever you are, we are the original people. And we, when we go back into our knowledge, will have the science of Jerusalem. The science of building the kingdom of God in peace. In that day, the Lord will be glorified, saith the Lord God. Verse 13, chapter 39 in Ezekiel. This is the day that God is talking about. The destruction of this wicked system that is destroying the human family, that is destroying the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Verse 14. Chapter 39, and they shall sever out men of continual employment. Hold it. Employment is the issue today. The Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers crushing jobs through their banks, through their multinational corporations, through their governments, through their presidents, prime ministers, and governors and mayors. Through their heads of education institutions, crushing the poor, crushing jobs, destroying jobs, eliminating wages, busting up unions. But God say, in that day, there's going to be plenty of employment, plenty of work to do. Doing what? Burying the ruling class and ruling families. Says passing through the land to bury with the passengers, those that remain upon the face of the earth to cleanse it. Those that participated in the ruling class and ruling family synagogue of Satan, they're going to be buried. And their system will be buried. Their system of warfare, their system of bloodshed will be buried. After the end of 7 months shall they search. Seven is the number of completion in the African mind and African knowledge. Seven is the number of completion. This wicked system of the synagogue of Satan will be completely buried, never to come again. Verse 15, chapter 39, Ezekiel. And the passengers that pass through the land, when they see it the man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it. There's another bone of a person that was the ruling class and ruling family synagogue of Satan. Another bone letting us know that the system is dead. This is also symbolical, allegorical, and a euphemism concerning this dead system, producing nothing but bones. And the bone will be set up, a sign will be set up by the bone to tell the buriers, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. Gog and Magog. This city called Hamon Gog, which is an African Hebrew word, which means the multitude of Gog. Those multitudes of the ruling class and families, the synagogue of Satan that went along with this no good rotten system of warfare, bloodshed. Let me see. Idolatry, which is covetousness, which breeds warfare and bloodshed through militarism and breeds in us materialism and consumerism. Bloodshed, idolatry, all of that will be buried in the city, will be called Hamon Gog, the multitude of Gog. And also the name of the city shall be Hamona. You see, these African Hebrew words have meaning, sisters and brothers. When you read Bible, in the Old Testament, you look up the words from the Hebrew, African Hebrew. In the New Testament, you research the words from the European Greek. But research the meaning of the words that you're reading. Because when you research and go into the meaning of the words, then you would get, and we, and us, we would get a better understanding as to what is being taught to us. But the city will also be called Hamona, which means multitudes. So Hamona means multitudes, and Hamon Gog means multitudes of Gog. This system will be destroyed. Thus shall they cleanse the land. And we, as the people polluted by this wicked system, must cleanse ourselves, and we will go about and cleanse creation ecologically, the ecology, the earth, the water, the air will be cleansed. The Native Americans talk about how the earth must be cleansed. We must cleanse ourselves of this wicked system and cleanse the land, clean the water, clean the air, earth, air, earth, fire, and water, the four basic elements you learn from Africa, Egypt. We will cleanse. The universe will be cleansed, and we will cleanse ourselves of this wicked system. 17, verse 17 of chapter 39. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice on the mountains of Israel, that ye may eat flesh and drink blood. Sisters and brothers, the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers constructing warfare and bloodshed, the ruling class and ruling families, we warn them in the name of the Most High, cease what you're doing, because you're going to suffer what you have been doing. Minister Farrakhan talked about, I believe, Zbigniew Brzezinski, a couple of years back, said at some conference, some Illuminati conference, about how the people of the earth
are now political, have knowledge, and it's not easy to control the people anymore. Minister Farrakhan, in talking about Zbigniew Brzezinski, said that Zbigniew Brzezinski said that it is easier now to kill the people than to control the people, because the people cannot be controlled anymore. So Minister Farrakhan asked a question, and we're closing. With Zbigniew Brzezinski speaking in the public like that, what right does the Obama administration and anyone else in positions of power have to say anything against Muammar Gaddafi? It is absolute hypocritical. Here is Zbigniew Brzezinski speaking about it being easier to kill people. And you know, Henry Kissinger years ago said that the desire is to cull the earth of the masses. That's killing. And these things are in the public sphere. So we're waking up and we're becoming wise. Have a blessed week. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Thank you.